ဝကြည့်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ယံပဲယံဒီတတိတူကြီးကြီးချုပ်ပါတော့ဒီနေ့ကိုချုပ်ပါညီညီကကြီးဒီကိုမြင့်တင်တယ်တော့ဒီနေ့တည်းကြီးရှင်တူမီကိုချုပ်ပါစေကြည်ဒီတည်းနေဆောင်ယူပါတော့ချက်စုတူအန်တော့ကြီးလီကြတော့တော့ဘောတင်တဲ့ဆောင်တော့ဒါတော့ကောင်းရောင်းမယ်ပဲရှိတူအတန်ကြီးပေါင်းနေတည်တော့ဒရိုက်ကြီးဤရှိကြည့်ဆောင်ကြစည်နာဂုံချောင်းချောင်းဂျမ်နတာဘုရားတင်တဲ့ဂျန်ဤတိဤရှိကိုဆောင်ကြရေကြတော်ညွန်ပရင်ကျူပါတော်ကျူဒနည်းညစ်ကြည့်အိုဆက်ချောင်းနဲ့ဒါကတော်ကြည့်မသိနတော်ပါရှင်တန်တို့ရည်စီချွာနာတဆူမှာခရစ်သုနီတည်တည်ဒီနဇွန်ကြောင်ကြောင်ခုနဲ့အစည်းဒီပါတည်ရင်ပြပါတော့ဒီညစ်ကြည့်ဟောစဲကြောင်ကတော့ဆောင်းတဲ့ဒွေနီတည်တောင်းကိုရှိကျူတဲ့ကွန်ပျူတာနဲ့ရှင်တဲ့တွမီကြည့်ချုပ်ဘူးကျူတော်ရင်ပဲဆောင်းဆိုစီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ဆမ်ဆောင်ချောင်းမူ
We come now to the description of the third one, which is contact without any elaboration at all. And we said that a good example of that was the example of Irish Shantideva, who was always perceived as a very lazy person who was asleep most of the time. Practices meditating entirely on the primordial awareness of bliss and emptiness through abandoning all external elaboration.But related in part to union with the primordial awareness seal and cultivating the clear light of sleep is the meaning of the practice without any elaboration at all.
ဝိဒတ်တင်တဲ့ကြည့်တော့ဓာတ်တင်ရောကြည်တာချင်းမမတဲ့ငွေကိုနေရှိပါတင်းကြီးကိုနေရှိပါတကြီးကိုနေရှိပါဆုံဆောင်ရောပါဒီတန်ဒီချမရောင်ယူကကြည်ဒီကိုနေဆောင်ကျင်းရရှင်တဲ့ချောင်းကိုပါဒါရှင်ဘလာသဘကိုနေတည့်တက်ရင်ကြောင့်စီရှင်ဘလာသဘကိုနေဆင်းရှိပါကောင်းနေရှိပါဒီချင်းရီဒါဂွန်ဆန်းကြီးကိုနေစဒီနာဂွန်ကြပါတော့ဆောင်လို့တောင်းရကိုနေတီချောင်းချောင်းကိုကိုနေရှိပါဆင်းကြောင်းနဲ့ရောင်းကြောက်ဆောင်မတဲ့ကြည်ပါဒီစီတုကရီရီစင်ကျေရွံပြီချောပါနမ်ကျေကျေရွံတော်သောရမကိုခြားလာတူနေရှိပါရင်လည်းကျေရွံပြီချောပါနသောရမလာတူနေတူကြည့်ကိုချောပါရည်စတတုံးကြီးဟောစမာထုဘသောရမပြီချောပါနရောတူမိကိုချောပါရည်စတင်ကြီးကနောင်စီကိုရောသောရမပါနောင်စီကိုရှင်းလာရောသောဘဆောင်ကြီးသောဘချောပါနရှင်းတဲ့တူမိကိုချောပါရည်စတတင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူရင်ပဲရင်သူနောင်စီကိုရောတူကြည့်တူမိစရာဒီရံပါကျင်တဲ့သံသင်ကြီးတူရချွေးပါတော့ချုံးပါတော့တင့်နေမယ်ပဲကပ်စေသံသစ်စသည်နာကြီးရှိချာရှိုးရင်နာနောက်ကချာရှိုးရင်နာကောင်ကဒင်ဘတ်တော်ဇံဘတူရရချင်းဖို့ယူပါရင်နာတင်းဒူရကိုချစ်တော့ရောသံသင်ကိုတူရချဲတင်းတွင်ကြီးရင်နာတူရချောင်းရဟိုတတိတင့်နေမယ်ပဲကြီးရင်နာတင့်နေမယ်ပဲကပ်ကြည့်ဟိုချုပ်ပါတဲ့နော်ဈေးကောင်ဆမရှိကြရီရံပါရင်သူရင်ပြီးချရစ်ဒါရီတင်းလက်ရှိဆောင်ဆောင်
Now, up to here, we have looked at the different classifications of contact, and we say you can classify it from the point of view of their nature, from the point of view of the basis, from the point of view of the time, that these are done. And here we continue with, let's say, slightly different classification. Though when classified by means of action, etc., the three practices are like this. If one posits the three practices by means of the three meditations, so...Now, we don't look at it from the point of view of activities, what one does, but from the point of view of the type of meditation that is done. Then, first of all, the practice of the generation stage are with elaboration. The practice of the completion stage, which have not obtained the actual clear light, are without elaboration. And the practices of the learner's union are without any elaboration at all. So you can look at the time of them or at the type of meditation that is done. And again, apply this labeling. Now, that is because in order, they are practices in the context of the great elaboration of holding signs. And here, it is talking about the great elaboration of holding at true existence, the small elaboration, and completely free of elaboration. These three in order are the practices of the general meaning, the hidden meaning, and the final meaning.
ဝကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ပဲရင်ဒီတတိယကနေ့ဒီသမရပါရင်တဲ့ဒါနောင်စီကိုသံသံကတူအချေကြောင့်ဟောကြည့်ခြေပါတော်ချုံကတင်းနေမြဲပါသံဘုဒ္ဓရပါရင်တဲ့ရောကြည့်ကတ္တံကကရစကိုသရရင်နောင်နေဝကြည့်သံဘုတူအချေပါတိဒါချစ်တော်ကိုရှုပါဟောတချုံအတိဂိတော်ကိုရှုပါတင်းနေမြဲပါတိသတိကိုရှုပါသံနာတင်းနေဆုံးလာကြဆောင်ကြီးဆောင်ရောင်ကြီးအင်ပါဆောင်ဆို
Now, we mentioned those three terms the other day. We talked about the general meaning, the hidden meaning, and the final meaning. And you can see that those now can be related to actions with elaboration, which will be the general meaning, without elaboration, which is relevant to the hidden meaning, and without any elaboration, which is the final meaning. And there is some further, let's say, reading material that is suggested by the author. It says, though one engages in such practice, if these two changes do not quickly establish their individual results, the illuminating lamp states that the method of inducing the essence of each of the two stages should be understood from the 10th chapter of the Tantra commentary of Guhyasamaja and from Naropa's commentary of the later Tantra. So these two texts can be looked at for any further details on this. Now, we come to another division of the text. It's the fourth part, which is the method of manifesting the results of the practice. The results of such paths have three aspects. Buddhahood is best. The eight greatest cities are the medium, and the enlightened activities of pacification, increase, and subjugation, and ferocity are the least. So attaining the state of Buddhahood is supreme, is the best. Now, after that, we had looked at eight types of cities, such as the city of relying on the sword, swift-footedness, becoming, disappearing, and so forth, right? So these are supposed to be the medium cities. And as for attaining the cities of pacification, of increased subjugation, and ferocity, these four types of activities, these are considered to be the least. Since the latter two are common cities, they are in brief the supreme and the common cities. So although we can enumerate them as three, if you take the last two as one group, then you end up with the supreme, which is Buddhahood, and the common cities, which is anything else below that.
Dashi the ငွေစရင်သွန်းတော်ကိုတရားကြည့်စေတဲ့တပတ်သောစေတူနာငွေတို့ရောင်းမနာကျေကရစေကိုချက်ကွင်ကိုတို့တုတ်တင်ပြီတုတ်တင်ပြီရောင်းမနာသမောင်းကွင်ကိုတို့တုတ်တင်ပြီကြည့်ရင်ကိုကိုရပါတော့ဒါတိလကောင်းရင်နဲ့ကျေတပတ်သောစေကြည့်တုတ်ကြည့်ရင်နဖဘကောင်းဆိုရင်ပြီချက်ကိုကိုရပါတော့တုံးပိုင်းညောင်းစံတော်တော်ပြီချက်ကိုကိုရပါတော့ရောင်းကြည့်ရောင်းတော်ကြည့်ငါကရစေကို
ကရဝန်တော်ယုံကြီးကျောင်းငွေတို့တောင်သမောင်းကွင်ငွေတို့တပတ်တီလိတော်ကရဝယုံကြီးလာနော်သမီနော်သမီရနာရီမာတော့နော်မသူကြီးလာရောနိစကကရင်ကြီးပါလေမှုစံထောင်ရယုံတင်ကြီးတုတ်တင်ကြီးတင်မှုစံထောင်ရယုံတင်ကြီးတိလက်ကြီးလာဝကြည့်တဲ့တပတ်တပတ်ဆောင်ရံကြီးယုံတင်ဝချလန်တဲ့ထမတဲ့ဒါနေတောင်ကေဘဆံဘူးရနာကုစုံငွေစုတုံးတဲ့ဟာကုံမွန်စံအဲကရ
ชมานี่ชุกชุเดนละเดมชนะชมานี่นะทมองกุงุดอืมเอชมานี่กะรุยมั้ยดาเรมชนะดีตัมบุดิตังงะรุงงุนตุอะงุนสุนตุทอบยะเดตังจิมินจิคุงสุภาควะกะรุงงุนสุนตุทอบยะเดโอริดะอืมดีดะทมองกุงุดอยะนันดะชอกกุงุดอยะนันดะตินดะจิจิกะบะยุงงี้ก็มี
We have talked about these two types of cities, the supreme and what is called the common cities, anything below that. And Rinpoche was saying that really the cities are attained for those who have reached at the level where one has the perceptual realization of emptiness, one needs to have come to the level of an arya to attain these cities. This is the time where they are manifested. But whether one can perceive all those states directly or not is something that will entirely depend on one's karma and one's good fortune. No, because we cannot ordinary. Otherwise, those things cannot be perceived directly.
ညပင်းသမေနကြီးသံကြီးတုံးနေမှာဆောင်းကြီးတည်နေတဲ့ဆောင်းကြီးတွေပါတဲ့ငွေစွသို့သောနောင်းမှာတပတ်ရင်သူချိုးမတောက်တော့ဘဲထူလာစပါကိုရောမှာခတိကြမ်းနေညဖမ်းတော့သူပဲကြီးဟောတဲ့သို့ဆောင်းကြီးတွေပါဒီငွေစွထောင်းရတော့လီတော်ဆွနဲ့မြဲရင်သူတွေမြင်တယ်တနေ့ခတိကြမ်းနေယူကလေးခေါင်းဆိုဖတ်ပါရည်တည်ဒီငွေစွထောင်းရယူနဲ့ခတိကြောက်ကမှာတော့
Something's wrong with me today.
So the six Hindu founders, in India, Sharvasti, so they all challenged, there was a competition to the Buddha. So if they can directly see Buddha's enlightened being, they wouldn't be able to, you know, always say, complain or you see, competition to Buddha. Because they are unable to see directly the Buddha's enlightened being. So they see only beings, so then they because they cannot see enlightened beings, so then they also challenge or do competition all the time. So, however, by doing competition, anyway, they failed. The point is that even somebody's enlightened doesn't mean you can, only if you have pure say mind or say merit to see, otherwise can't see the somebody's enlightened. That's what was so on, that was the last point. I'm saying that to top the inherent attainment. So one means enlightened, you know, yogi, you see, achieved, who has achieved attainment, attainment, you see. So one meaning is enlightened, other meaning is having achieved common cities. Who has the achievement of common cities. So there's two meanings. So as long as the top, you know, is the attainment, then it means it should be I and being who has direct realization of emptiness.
Oji di garisa ku chondur mazu da jiru mujimara monam chemu tingi ga sar tongi di ji sangka ba yin guiwa ruwa la di chondur monam se ya di chondur se ji di ji ga buddha tangbu ti ju ni zang di ti jo nga war di nyama di nyama yang ji 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 da kap di ji chondur te na yang di panpa ji yang jel ka to da ti ji ga nyama chondur ji ni ga nyama ni zang di jo nga war di chondur mandra wa
And actually, to commemorate that particular event where the Buddha defeated those opponents by manifesting a number of miraculous deeds. Also, the great Lama Tsongkhapa has included the great a prayer from the Monlam Chenmo, which was done from the 1st to the 15th day of the first Tibetan month in Lhasa. So during that time, there is this prayer recited to commemorate the defeat of the opponents by the Buddha's manifesting various miracles.
Performing the miracle powers.
So there are different activities each day Buddha perform the miracle powers to subdue the 16 founders and the different sentient beings, you know. So during the Monlam Chemo, the great prayer, the celebration, that was founded by Lama Tsongkhapa during the first Tibetan month in 15 days. So the Gegu, the disciplinary monk, introduced the monks. Today, the Buddha's activity is this. And the next day, again, the Gekwe announces, today the Buddha's activity is this, and performing the miracle power to guide or to subdue particular sentient beings, like those 16 the founders, like that, in the different days. Benjamin Chujelson has made a very clear explanation in his collections of teachings that each day what a particular miracle power, you know, the holy activities performed. So the book, I think, as you know, Wise and Fool, Buddha's life story, Jatakatanya, Wise and Fool. So there is a clear explanation of each day what Buddha, what particular miracle power Buddha has performed.
Benaji jigu chidi java dirsha ji rumbu chita vi dirsha la zaba dirsha rumanda va nga yuwarwa nga gano ni temu thichi li chi la thong jengi di rumbu chita vi dirsha si ta ti tenda ji yena thichi li chi la thong jaba yendu tendri thong jaba ti ta yang ဒီပဒုလန်ဒီတကတိလာညာငင်းနေတာပဲသရတိဒီတကတိလာဆောင်ကြပါသည်ပဒုန်ဆောင်ကြပါသည်ဒီရင်ပရင်သူဒီကြည်လာမှာကဒီပဒေသသမင်းနောနပဒုလန်ရှုဇောပါဂျင်းမီကွန်ချောက်ကငွေဒမီလာဆိုတာဒီပဲသူကြီးဟောတဲ့ကြည်တော်ကြီးချင်ပိုတဲ့ဒရယန်စင်းဆောင်ရွေးဝါရင်သူပဒုန်ဆောင်ကြပါဒါတနေ့ချမသည်တကြည်ဝဆံကြီးရင်ငါငါတို့ဂျင်းနေဆောင်ကြံကြီးကြည်တဲ့
Now we talked about the supreme city, which is the attainment of enlightenment, and this can happen in different occasions. It says also the method of attaining Buddhahood has three aspects: attaining Buddhahood in this life, attaining Buddhahood in the intermediate state, and attaining Buddhahood after a series of births. So the We say that there are five types of trainees, and the supreme trainee, which is like the jewel, is the one who will manifest enlightenment in this life. So these three are similar. So we say that those who are the supreme trainees will do it in this one lifetime. Those who will not complete the whole path in this lifetime, they are capable of doing that instead of moving into an ordinary bardo, into an ordinary intermediate state. And that's why we have prayers that also refer to that, may be able to manifest the supreme of cities, if not at the end of this life, may I be able to do it at the time of the bardo. And finally, you have those who can do it in a series of birth, any time up to 16 lifetimes.
Now,
there is some explanation given into that where it says these are similar in purifying the common paths, obtaining pure empowerments, protecting commitments and vows. Now, we said that one can do all that by going through the whole, you know, the common path, the shared path, and then after that one enters into, of course, one has entered into the path of Tantra through obtaining the pure empowerment and then protecting the commitments and the vows and progressing along the various stages of the generation and the completion stage. Now, if you are not able to do it in one lifetime, then you will be at least someone who has reached at the level of mental isolation. And then after having reached that level of mental isolation in this life, it could be the case that you pass into Paranirvana, and then after that you manifest the clear light, complete the stages of the path as you are in the Mardo. So it says, if In the second case, in the case of attaining Buddhahood in the intermediate state, if one who attains the stages from the generation stage up to mental isolation does not engage in any of the three practices, she or he arises in the illusory body as a substitute of the intermediate state through generating the clear light of death in the nature of the final metaphoric clear light. And through meditating on the remaining paths on that basis, Buddhahood is attained. So you take the clear light of death, and through that you establish, you move into a substitute of the bardo.
ကျွေးနံငယ်နေတာပဲသရတဲ့နဲ့တဲ့ဒီထုတမရှင်သူစကြတိကျွေးရောင်းနမဆိုးဆိုးဆိုးသူကခေါင်းရှင်တော်ဝရမတော်တဲ့ဟန်တမတဲ့ကြွယ်ရွာမှာဒီခေါင်းရှင်မြေဝရနာကြီးရှောက်ပွကြီးလာကျေထုတမရှင်ရောင်းချစ်တော့ခကြီးကျလာရှင်တင်မတော်မရှင်ကြီးရောင်းကြွယ်ရွာဒီခကြီးကတန်တော်ရီရီလာမှာကြီးဒီခကြီးဒါကရှိလာမှာကြီးဒီမှာမဟုတ်ရောင်းကြွယ်ရွာဟောတာသိုးမှာကြီးတင်ရကမှာသူစားကြီးနေမှာရှိဒီရွာရင်သ
And for how long, let's say, a holy being, a high lama, would remain in that state is exactly according to their needs, or their needs according to the occasion. And this is why you can see some of them might remain in that state for a couple of days or a very short time. Some of them might remain for a week. Some of them might remain for some weeks. Some of them might remain in that for months in that particular state, for as long as it is necessary according to, let's say, the wish or the need of that particular being. And for that period of time, their bodies remain without deteriorating or without having any smell indicating rot or decay or anything like that. It's a very good smell.
So it is the lama. It is not a definite need to meditate. When the person to stay in meditation state, so long the time. It's not that. But it's up to their own wishes. Like that.
Yeah. So before there's a line that can be missed on the first type of the Israelite disciple in order to achieve the supreme enlightenment in one single lifetime, he must definitely manifest the illusory body. I think this line is missed.
Probably.
And
finally, we look at the third case of someone who will attain a Buddhahood after a series of births. It says, these are those whom, from obtaining empowerment and merely protecting the commitments and vows without great meditation on the path, they obtain up to verbal isolation, but do not obtain the mental isolation. So you have someone who receives the empowerment, they keep the vows pretty pure, but they are not capable of doing a very strong meditation. They're capable of placing some imprints in their minds, and they will proceed in a slower speed. Right? Though they do not obtain Buddhahood in this life, and they will not do it also in the intermediate state, definitely they will attain Buddhahood in any period between 7 to 16 lives.
Lamika Mara Kurdila Sangha Dina
Now, we have said that this text is actually dealing with the presentation of the general system of Hayas Yoga Tantra, but it also engages into the presentation of the system of Kala Chakra. So we start now with the system of Kala Chakra, and the mode of progressing on the path of the Kala Chakra system has four types. First of all, becoming a suitable vessel of the path. Second, keeping the vows and the commitments pure. Third is the method of how one meditates on the path. And fourth is the method of manifesting the result. As you can see, this presentation is similar to what we had before. So the first of thing that is discussed here is the way of becoming a suitable vessel for the path. So the empowerment and how that is received is presented here. So it says, first one purifies one's mental continuum through the common path. We have seen that instruction before as well. And then through obtaining the seven empowerments that one enters as the child, as well as the high and supremely high, the great Lord Vajra Master empowerments, one becomes a vessel suitable to practice this, the two stages. Now, it is important to keep in mind the type of mandala that the empowerment is given. You can find in a number of texts, including the stainless light commentary and so forth, mentioned that the only mandala suitable is the mandala of the sound mandala, the color particle mandala. Nevertheless, we have the tradition of Abhyagara Gupta, the great Indian Mahasiddha, who in his text, the Dorje Trenwa, translated as Vajramala in Sanskrit, the Vajra Rosary, wherever, in that we have a collection of 42 empowerments, and it is said that those can be given on the basis of a printed mandala, and Kala Chakra is included within that particular list. So we have mentioned that it can be given on the basis of that mandala.
Or you that in the young man, 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 you that in the young man ဒီကစွန်းတော်ဝတ်တော်တည်တံသံဃာမန္တေတည်ရင်သူဟောကြည့်အကြအပယကာရီတင်ကိုယ်တင်ချင်ကမန္တေဆရာအန္တတော်ဝကြည့်တင်တာမောင်ပေါ်ကြောင့်ယူပါရည်ဒီရောတိကိုလာစပကစီစပကြောင့်ဤသူဝတ်တော်အကြအပယကာရီတင်ကိုယ်မန္ချင်ပါရင်နဲ့တေလာဟောကနောင်ဤသူဒုတိယနံကျွန်မာရီဒုတိယနံကျွန်မီတင်ကိုယ်မန္ချင်ပါရင်ကြည့်ရပါစေဆောင်ယူပါရည်ဝတ်တော်ဒီဒုတိယနံကျွန်မီငွေဆောင်ကရနော
As we have said, you know, there is already some statements in some authoritative texts that say that the Kalachakra empowerment can only be bestowed on the sun mandala. And at the same time, we have mentioned that Abhyagaragupta tradition mentions that in the Vajra Rosary text, it mentions that it can be given on the basis of a printed mandala. So, of course, you can understand that there was debate. Indian and Tibetan scholars have actually debated that maybe what we find in this particular text mentioning that it can be given on the printed mandala, it might not be authoritative and so forth. Now, if you see our text, it says, the mandala which the students enter is the color particle mandala alone. Naropa states in the commentary of the brief teaching of empowerments that a mandala drawn on a cloth is unsuitable, and this actually indicates that there has been debate. This position of Abhyagaragupta was, let's say, debated, was not accepted by all. And to that, Abhyagaragupta himself said, well, if what I say is not correct, it means that Vajrayogini herself must have been at fault, because it's not that I wrote all this down out of my own mind. It's just I directly met the deity, and the deity explained to me that it can't be given in this way, bestowed on me in this way, and requested me to compose this text where I could explain this particular method. Now, there is a collection of texts from Abhyagaragupta, there are three chapters in that. It is the empowerment, then we have the sadhana, and finally we have the practice of the fire puja, and those are included within the tengir. So this is the origin, let's say the sources of Abhyagaragupta. Although we say that, you know, Abhyagaragupta himself, you know, he had a little bit of doubt whether the whole blessing would be received if empowerment was given on the printed mandala, it is said that Vajrayogini himself reassured him that the blessings would be there, that she would make sure that the blessings would always be bestowed. Now, as we say, his position and his writings were debated, they were not accepted, and the great Lama Rendawa, who is one of the teachers of Lama Tsongkhapa, had also criticized that position. Now, Lama Tsongkhapa himself, it's very interesting to see his position, because in his composition of Nagaring Chenmo, the mantra, the stages of mantra, he does rely on this particular, on the Vajra Rosary, on the three chapters of the Vajra Rosary. It is taken as one of the sources. It is quite often quoted, and Lama Tsongkhapa himself had made a comment that it seems that some people have criticized besides Abhyagaragupta, and maybe some people do not have faith in his writings. But we find this as one of the sources of Nagarjuna. Vajita dinda
jidana, da dini diyaoni, da rudin japadrabi, nimi chintala sabha, sambhatan sana, lulang ji chankurda rongkrava sangana, timgusarayan lahas. Vajita da, Chambali and Rudin Jabat of Jambi Uncle Travati, Rudin Yanga Tama Yuari, or that the Sajudi to Duraton Yati, Dumi, Dujiziji, Dangidi, Rudin Jabat of Yuari, to that any Duyadi, Sanjiga, Sanjigandini, Marasajiba Nika, Tunkur Sajis on Kabla, Tunkur Sajina, Montana Yuari. Then you look to Jagan Samni, or then Jam the Du Kornan Jambi on UI and do Choji Mita Jindi, do the Tango Yosena, Mawan on Tango Turtle, Lutujina, and the Goddess in Sharanga, Jabatravasi, Jiki, UI, Ukasa, Mita Jindi, do the Tango Goddess, Tongadon. There is in Jabatravasi, Rinebe Makabu and Bayan, the Choji, see. And you change the culture, and
now we continue by that, but it says again, Kulika Manjushikiti stated that rishis of Brahma, such as the charioteer of the sun, this is the direct translator of Ravi, the person known as Ravi, were conferred empowerment in the mandala invoked by the mind, and so forth. Now, this sentence continues, but Rinpoche was made a comment about Kulika Manjushri Kirti. The Buddha himself had initially bestowed the empowerment of the Kala Chakra. Together with that, he bestowed the Root Tantra. The Root Tantra of the Kala Chakra was a very, very extensive, very elaborate text. So the Buddha himself had prophesied 600 years ago that to Manjushri and to Jenrezig, and he said 600 years from now you will manifest as the Kulikas and you will condense down the Root Tantra. And this is how we have Puntarika, who made the first condensed version, and who was a manifestation of Jenrezig, and then Manjushri Kirti, who was a manifestation of Manjushri, who later composed the shortest commentary that we now rely upon. We will stop here for today. We can discuss the mandalas later on. Yeah, we have short time, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Yes, please.
Is there any difference in the benefit or the need for an external consort between practitioners who are female and those who are male?
So is there any difference in the benefit or the need for relying on an external consort between practitioners who are male and practitioners who are female?
Rinpoche
was saying that he believes it must be similar, equal or similar needs and equal or similar benefits. We don't have any detailed explanation of that.
When there is a bardo state for a bodhisattva and for a common person, it's a particular time, because generally they say like 49 days, you know, or 7 weeks, but in the case of a bodhisattva, is that related to the accumulation path, or it's a way to some bodhisattvas tend to go faster through the bardo, or is it a fixed date? Because many years ago, Kashyapa Rinpoche mentioned that sometimes you can be a second in bardo, or you can be eons, even for a common person. So just to make clear.
So we know that how much time one spends in the bardo, that the period of the bardo is not a set period of time. It can be anything from 1 second to too much longer. I'm just trying to understand your question, because you also...
For a common person,
right.
It generally says it's 49 days, but some years ago... from Tashimupo said that maybe for a common person who has accumulated virtues and merits, maybe just goes could be 1 second, 1 day, 1 week, or maybe for somebody who created unvirtuous deeds, could be many, many eons, while a bodhisattva seems to be different. So just to make clear, please.
Alright, so whether the speed through which we traverse, we go through the bardo, whether that is in accordance with how much merit we have. And if one has a lot of merit, one goes through that quickly. And if one has a lot of, negative actions, it would take longer to go through the bardo. Is this your question?
Yes, merit in the bodhisattva is realization, no?
In the common people. Yeah. Më që në qirtan nga nëso bardo në lëdeja që të zë dhe ta tende më ndus me ka shela një qik marit ta ka shela një ma qik ma do më ndus ka shela të nra qik res ka shela të nra dyn res ina janë dhe mi kjuma ina dhe rintan dhe karela rale gjores sose sënëm sa ja rale gjores karela gjores peqe sëna sënëm vjapu sa jo na bardo tyksa ma do dhe mi kova Dikpa mambu sa yana bardo nala ta pe gyurimbo nala shu govir ves. Di mi gyuma ki uanki ches. Tene di chansu senpa nala tuena ta koransu sunam yore topa tombo yang ke yores. Dindrei ki chansu senpa ina koransu bardo ta kyuksa mato de gosa ma res. Dindrei juves kandri res. Rintan di karela jane yores.
Ori tadi nguni chi karisa go yubha shiya ka nichu yungi warwa. Yuhari di yanna yang chi ta karisa go tapa thupti mi chi yana chiwa di tena lam go santam rago di tinda chi ma tang le ma taba yana shama yang lam gumya di chudrapa ten chi thup go yuhari. Chudrapa ten thuya di sunam go sakja mambo mewa yana ကျေလီတဲ့ကောင်ရောင်းကိုတန်တာကျေလမ်ကလမ်နေဒီဂုံရံတော်ရကွေပါမှာပါတင်တဲ့ရင်သူကျေကျေတော်မိကျွဲနေရကျေဒီနောင်နေရကျေငုံကဆုနံကတော့ကလမ်ဂုံရာဒီတီတန်လာဂုံနပတ်ကျွန်းတော်မြာတော့တင်းဒီဝကျေနိကဂုံချာဆောင်တော်ယုံကြီးကျေတန်ဒီရောင်းကျေခပုံရံပါရင်သူဝကျေတဲ့တေလာဒီဒါကရစကို ຍາຈີຈີປັດຈຸນດະວ່າມາບໍ່ແມງຍີນະຍາຈີຍິມາຈີນະຍາຈີຈະໂຊຄາຊິມາຕົກກຸມກຸງຍີຍາສະກະຣີຍາຈີຍິມານິສຸມສັມຈີກຸມກຸງຍີຍາສະກະຣີວ່າຈີດາຈິນດາກະຈີຣັນຕ້ອງກັນດາຈັນດົນດາມັນດາຍັງບໍ່ຢູ່ເສີວ່າຈີຈີຕ້ອງຈີປັດດີເທດທີຊອງຍາດີຍາກະຣີສະກະຈີວ່າງະມາດີດາຈີເມຍນັນດາຖ້າຍນັນດາ
ဟုတ်ကြည့်တာဒီညရပါရင်နန္ဒရတောက်ရင်နန္ဒတန်တို့ရင်နန္ဒဒီကျွာတဲ့ဆရာမိကျွာကျလင်းကိုယူပါတော့မိဒီကျွာနေရကဘာစပါတီမိလီတန်ကျသွားကတီအောင်တရှိကိုယူပါရမှာတော့ဒီလီလီတန်သွားတော့သိုးလာရောင်းရောင်းကိုဒီစိုးဒီရဲရင်တို့ကျယူကိုယူပါတော့ဘာဒီစစ်တီ
ကျေးဇူးကြီးပါတယ်ဘာတို့စကြည်တယ်ဘာတို့ကံကံရောင်းမှရင်ပါကျေးဇူးကရစကိုသာနေသာကျင်းကြီးကဘာတို့မနေ့မကျင်းကြီးကဘာတို့တန်တို့နေဘာတို့ကျင်းကြီးကျောင်းကျေးကရစကိုမြေပန်းနေရောင်းဘာတို့ကျင်းကြီးဒါဘာတို့အဒီရုံးရမတမ်းမပူရပါဘူးဒါရင်သူဘာတို့ကိုလိစောက်ကြမှန်ထင်းကြီးကျေးရနမိမိကျေးစလန်ရာဒီကရစကိုမာရဝါကျင်းကျေးပြန်ကြည့်ဗမာကြီးကံကံမကြီးနှောင်းရှိကိုကိုတွေတဲ့ဘာတို့အဒီဒီသံကြီးစ
Now, there are quite a lot of factors that are at play when we start discussing the bardo state for ordinary beings. And then we have, as you say, the bardo states for, let's say, bodhisattvas, beings with realizations. Now, you will have different bardos according to where you're coming from and where you are heading to, right? So you will have the bardos of those who are, let's say, are heading to the God realms, the bardos of those who are heading to the human realm, to those who are going to be as, you know, to fall into lower migrations, into different states. So according to where you're coming from and where you're heading, this will also, this has to do with the duration of your bardo. And then what we need to understand is that the bardo is there as an intermediate stage that, that one is in transit while one is waiting for the necessary conditions to be in place so that one can move on. Now, we say that one important thing is that the life of the bardo, the duration of the bardo finishes when the sperm and the egg of the future father and mother come together, and at that time the consciousness moves from the bardo into that physical basis. And that implies that your future father and mother have to be in proximity and they have to have engaged in this particular deed, right? Otherwise you are actually waiting in the bardo for that, for a suitable physical basis, for suitable couple of parents to, you know, to be available. So there will be all these things, all these different conditions that need to come together so that for your bardo, to determine the period of your bardo. Now, this is what is happening when you do not have much control, not too many high realizations and so forth. Now, if we're looking at the case of a practitioner who has come at the end of their lives and have reached a high level of realization, then such a being, of course, would be thinking that when they pass away and they go through the experience of the bardo, when they come on the other side, they want to have the best basis for practicing the Dharma. This is the objective. And in order to establish that, if they decide that they need to have a human body and they need to also determine all the conditions, like which type of family and which country and how I'm going to do all that, they might need to spend some time meditating in the bardo or using the bardo in order to, let's say, organize all that. Okay? But that is for someone with high realizations and the merit and the capacity to use that.
Now,
So Bertha was saying, as I say, you know, it depends where you're coming and where you want to go. If you're a human that, let's say, is falling into the house, you don't need to wait too much in the bardo. You don't need to wait at all in the bardo. You are just going straight, due to the power of the negative karma, you're going straight there. It's similar, more or less the same, not only for the hell beings, but also for the hungry ghosts. You will not have a very long waiting period. If you're doing the opposite, it might take longer time. And I'm sure things is exactly like having applied for your visa and waiting for your visa to come through. You can be rejected in a minute, right? No much bardo. Or you might have to wait for a while until it gets approved. Yeah?
So therefore, the immediate, you know, that without need to go through intermediate stage or say very quick rebirth, you see, that's not necessarily good. There are two types, good and bad, for that. The quick rebirth, you know what I mean? Without a straight rebirth, without through intermediate stage, or you know, however short in the sense. So like the example of prisoners, there are two types of prisoners. So one prisoner, you see, they are cushioned for many days, for a long time, and they have been in the prison a long time, and then they let the person to go. The one person is, the question to the person, and then immediately that person can leave from the prison. So there are two types. So it's like that.
Oh, really? That didn't even tell me.